Padma Vibhushan awardee, Ratan Tata has left a huge legacy behind himself and a deep impact on the nation. Tata was one of the foremost industrialist forces of India who put the nation on the path of progress. A colossal volume of work made him a loner in the later phase of life, but he did cherish the little joys of life. One of them was his romantic walk on the beach with actress Simi Grewal. Recollecting one such moment, he told actress Simi Grewal on her chat show in El Esquo, Rendezvous with Simi Grewal, how he once walked on a beach with her, and the tranquility of the moment helped him clear his mind of all the work-related stuff. His words cemented his stature of a towering personality who looked at life through a very basic lens devoid of any color. Ratan Tata and Simi Grewal were romantically involved at one point in time. In fact, the actress had revealed that they were set to tie the knot, but the destiny had other plans. Ratan Tata was the son of Naval Tata, who was adopted by Ratanji Tata. Ratanji Tata was the son of Jamshedji Tata, the founder of the Tata Group. Ratan Tata defined the landscape of modern industrial advancement in India. His empire extended from metals to hospitality, FMCG, lifestyle, telecom, infrastructure, aerospace and technology. He was a recipient of the Padma Vibhushan, the second highest civilian honor in India. He had previously received the Padma Bhushan, the third highest civilian honor, in 2000. He joined Tata Group in 1961, and later succeeded J.R.D. Tata as chairman of Tata Sons upon the latter's retirement in 1991. During his tenure, the Tata Group acquired Tetley, Jaguar Land Rover, and Corus, in an attempt to turn Tata from a largely India-centric group into a global business. The Indian film industry, along with people from different walks of life, are mourning the demise of Ratan Tata, who left for his heavenly abode on October 9. There have been calls for him to be posthumously feted with the title of Bharat Ratna, the highest civilian award of the Republic of India.